Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Arvin Minocha, President and CEO, Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts.
Always great talking with you every time you have a cool event going on. And this one, it looks especially cool. It's called Bourbon and Bubbles, and it's going to be Saturday, November 20th at 6 p.m. What is Bourbon and Bubbles? How did you decide to do this?
We've done Bourbon and Bubbles for a few years now, and it's our kind of signature fall fundraiser. And I'll tell you, it is, it's all summed up in that title. It is a lot of great bourbon and a lot of great bubbles, meaning a lot of great sparkling wine and champagne.
Awesome. And, it's an annual fundraiser, but explain to our listeners how that works, because they might think, wait a minute, Wolf Trap is, a federally funded national park. They, why do they need more fundraising? But explain sort of, what the funds go to and that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, Wolf Trap Foundation partners with the National Park Service at the Wolf Trap National Park. The Wolf Trap Foundation is in itself a 501c3, which means we are an organization that works with the public to provide service to the public. And we take that very seriously, whether that be creating a lot of, opportunities for inclusive, diverse programs on our stages, a lot of opportunities for young families who might otherwise not be able to enjoy the arts to come out for free. And very importantly, education programs that are based here in Northern Virginia and the DMV, but impact children all across the country. And Jason, it's interesting to note that 90% of the work we do in education around the country are in Title I schools, which means schools that really are in the greatest need. So we think, everything we can do to raise money to help provide those services locally and across the country, we try to do. And that's just been part of the way Wolf Trap was set up from the very, very, very beginning.
Definitely a great cause by the foundation. All right, cool. Well, that's sort of the nuts and bolts fundraising stuff, but let's get into the fun part. All the booze we can drink. what all drinks are going to be on hand there for Bourbon and Bubbles? Do you have a list in front of you?
We unveil that on the night of the event, but we typically have roughly five or six really wonderful bourbons for people to taste. We have all of the purveyors and experts with us on site to help people, with their bourbon journey. And it really is a journey, bourbons for those who are kind of new to the whole bourbon scene, to some really rare bourbons for those with a slightly more advanced palate. And we do the same on the sparkling wine front. We really try to not only is it a lot of fun to have a lot of alcohol at your disposal and learn a little bit about it as you go, but it really is about maybe exposing yourself to something a little bit new or different, or a bottle that you might not have ever tried yourself. And in many cases, some really rare labels, so that you really feel like you've come away with not just, sitting at your kitchen table with four bottles of champagne in front of you, but a little bit more of an experience.
Now, how does it work? People like have tokens that they move, that they can, exchange it. They move from like booth to booth tasting kind of a thing, or what's the layout?
Sure. It's not so much token based, but it is just as you say, kind of booth to booth in essence. And, this year we're doing something different. We are doing it outdoors on our stunning new pavilions that we built over at the National Park this past year. And they're, really beautiful new structures that lend themselves, I think, the full wooden structures, I think that really lends itself to the bourbon experience. And that way it's going to be open air, but covered and protected from the weather, heated, of course, if we need it to be heated, really beautiful vistas of nature in all directions. And then, as you note, it essentially will be set up so that you can go to different areas or stations to talk with the expert or the purveyor or the owner of that particular distillery. And then, taste your bourbon and champagne throughout the evening. Lots of food, lots of music, all of the things that make a night out really fun.
Yeah, you mentioned the food. What kind of gourmet food are we going to have?
It's very much, often it is barbecue based. It's upscale. It's much more casual in some ways than a stuffy formal dinner, but it is always a real treat and something that we think augments the experience very nicely.
Okay, cool. And then you just mentioned there'll be music too. Are we gonna have like a live band playing or over speakers, or what is that?
We will have live musicians as well. We try to make it something that really celebrates the very best of Wolf Trap in all the ways that people expect. So it's kind of, you know, a full summer experience encapsulated into one evening. It's all of the different components of going to expect: music, food, you learn something along the way, you have a ton of fun. And really, as I, you know, as we were starting this conversation, it is a fundraiser. And we're very clear about that, that we are doing this to ultimately not just have fun, but to raise money to support the work of the foundation, the mission of the foundation, and particularly our work in education.
Now, you mentioned that it's they have these brand new open air pavilions. Where exactly are they located in? You know, if people are familiar with, let's say, the concert venues, the music venues, you know, where are they in relation?
Well, if you're familiar with coming to Wolf Trap and you think about where the restaurant is, the restaurant that is kind of on the north side of the property, as you're, you know, kind of walking from parking over to the Feline Center, you kind of go past the restaurant area. That Ovations Pavilion, and there's two other adjacent to there, they're all kind of clustered. You can see one from the other. They make for a nice little constellation of venues, and you can walk between them easily. And like I said, there's a lot of beautiful views, and it'll be, I think, a really wonderful way for people to get together, but still be outside in the open air and feel comfortable and safe while they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think people, anyone that's been like that swung by the restaurant before a show, or I think you've even done some like pre-show Q&As and stuff up around that area.
We have, if you've ever been to a dinner that is served before one of the shows or a picnic, we sometimes have receptions, to your point, Q&A. We've used the areas in many ways for many years, but the pavilions themselves are brand new.
Right. And so describe the actual pavilions. They're brand new. So like, you know, if you paint a visual picture of what the pavilions look like. I know they're open air, but, you know, describe them.
Well, they are 100% made out of Douglas fir, which is a beautiful, warm colored, honey colored wood. And it's actually the same wood that is the wood on the side of the Feline Center. And, you know, it was a way to kind of tie these new structures over to the pavilion, over to the Feline Center. They're very, very tall ceilings, very majestic, very contemporary in one way, but also very, very fitting to the spaces around them. You know, they're adjacent to barns. They're in a beautiful natural setting, kind of nestled in between the trees. I think when people first experience them, they really, I guess the greatest compliment I heard over the past summer was, these look like the pavilions that should have been here from the very beginning. You know, they just fit perfectly, and they lend a real sense of space and arrival when you first enter them. I think if you haven't had a chance to see them yet, people are really going to love
them. Very cool. And so those are sort of the open air pavilions, you know, during the, you know, when it's still light out, you know, well, I guess the event starts at 6. So these days it's going to be already starting to be getting dark at that point. But I bring that up because I know you're also going to be doing some s'mores at fire pits.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're outside and it's the fall, and it just feels like, well, who doesn't like to have a s'more around a fire with a glass of bourbon in your hand on an evening out? It just feels like the right thing to do.
Now, should people dress warm? Are there going to be like portable heaters, or what's the deal with that?
There will be heaters throughout all of the spaces, but, you know, we are inviting people to go between the pavilions. So I think a couple layers never hurts, because it gives you the opportunity to kind of dress yourself as accordingly, depending on exactly where you are on property.
And, you know, the bourbon will help to warm people up too.
always.
Well, cool. So, you know, in addition to it being a lot of fun, and in addition to it being a fundraiser, of course, talk about, you know, how this, you know, after a long, you know, almost 2-year pandemic, right, you know, right, 18, 19 months, talk about how it's just kind of a cool way to get back out and maybe, you know, do a little mixing and mingling with, you know, some folks in the DC area.
Well, that, I mean, you just said it, that is such a big part still of what we're doing. You know, we've had pandemic, we're coming out of pandemic. Thankfully, we're all moving in the right direction. And as you know, we were able to get back to full capacity towards the second half of this past season, which was our 50th anniversary of the park. But there's still, you know, a lot of people for whom going out and being in a big crowd is still new and fresh and novel, and it may not be something that everyone has done many, many times yet. And we just love, you know, we feel that so much of what Wolf Trap can offer to our community is a place for people to get together safely and be with friends and family and the people around them. And the public gathering business is really the core of what we do. We bring people together. So we just we're just humbled to have the opportunity, quite frankly. I mean, I think we all learned over these last 2 years to take nothing for granted and to be grateful for whatever positive opportunities come to your life. And this is one of those opportunities. We can all be together. We can celebrate together. We can support the arts. We can support the arts education. And we can reminisce about some of the great concerts we saw this past summer.
For sure. And then, you know, before we run, is there any, I know it's outdoors, but are there any COVID protocols? Like, do people need to wear masks or anything? Do you need to show vaccine proof to get into the event, or what's the deal?
It is a vaccinated only event, much like our concerts have been, both at the park and at the barns. Once, you know, we're out on the decks in the open air, there won't be any other further protocols, although people are welcome to wear masks to their level of comfort. But, you know, we think doing it outside really does take a lot of the pressure off of getting together in a group. And I hope people feel more comfortable that way, which is why we're doing it.
Great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun event. Everyone, encourage everyone to get out there. It's called Bourbon and Bubbles at Wolf Trap this Saturday, November 20th at 6 p.m. Hey, Arvin, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me up.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Bye.